Says in this week's parsha, Va'esha Bahor Arboim Yoim, I remained on the mountain for 40 days, Varboim Laila, and for 40 nights. Lechem lo yachalti, bread I didn't eat, umayim lo shosisi, and water I did not drink. The Yalkut Shmoini presents a very interesting comment on this particular pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is reporting on his sojourn in the heavenly spheres before the giving of the Torah. Is it possible for any human being to live for so long without food or water? He answers that when we leave the place where we normally reside, we go to a different city, we have to follow the local customs. The Yalkut's comment seems to be difficult for us to understand, for how can a custom suddenly enable a person to survive without the barest necessities in life? In line, in keeping company with the angels, did Moshe Rabbeinu actually become just like them? The Shavuos Yaakov explains that physical creatures certainly need nourishment in order to live. For Moshe, however, his neshama, his soul was so dominant, and he was so elevated because of his experience, that he truly attained the angelic level and was freed of any physical needs. Consequently, we may ask why Moshe ate and drank when he returned to the world. The Midrash answers that this is what happens when a person goes to a city. He follows the local customs. The Yalkut Shmoni's comment is therefore clarified. The great tzaddik Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, who was the famed Mashkiach of Ponovich, was once asked by a petitioner for a bracha for a good year. Rabbi Yecheskel gave him the bracha and added the words, together with Klal Yisrael. He then explained that while wishing someone a good year, it's essential to include Klal Yisrael, thereby increasing the efficacy of the bracha, the blessing itself. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos.